Welcome back to Sports Day, and as we told you prior to the break, we're getting inside the hub up on the Gold Coast with Adam Chera, who joined us here on Sports Day. Welcome, mate. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're going good, mate. And how are you feeling about being able to come back to Western Australia and play some footy? And it looks like that the West Coast Eagles, the first assignment after spending another week up there in the hub.
Yeah, we're all very excited. We're really keen to get back on our home deck at Optus and get some games out. So I think to start off going up against West Coast will be really good for WA footy and also our fans and supporters who, I think we're able to get to the game sooner than we thought. So it's really good for them as well.
You've still got work to do, though, up there on the Gold Coast. Need to bring home some points before you leave. And it doesn't get any easier. You know, I wouldn't normally say that, but you take on the Gold Coast Suns. I've no doubt you've had a good look at them. What have you made of them?
They're on fire. I think everyone's gathered so far this year. A lot of good young players in. Matty Rowe's taking the competition by storm at the moment. So, they're full of confidence. They're looking like a real threat this year. And, we just got to make sure I bring our own footy and, just back our process in.
Could be Adam Chera up against Matty Rowe. Can't wait to see that one. How have you found this year moving into the midfield? You started on fire in the first half. Unfortunately, you drifted out. And Fremantle are crying out for some more midfielders to step up. Do you feel like you're in good enough form to keep improving and take that position?
Yeah, definitely. I think we've got a really good depth in our midfield at the moment. And I can... rounds. We've been able to show... what we can do in patches, but I'm really confident in myself and the rest of the midfield group that we can continue to build and back in what we're working on and really get that consistency going.
How's Justin Longmuir going through this period? He's yet to have a win from three starts, and at half time, I think maybe for the first time, he got angry. He started to yell. Had you seen that before?
A little bit. It's probably not in his nature, but. No, it's obviously, with our consistency levels at the moment, we know that, we're capable of winning games and we've shown that, we've had the ability to take it up to teams in certain patches. So, it'd be really great to get a win up here and go home, hopefully a few wins, both for, staff and players.
Okay, come on, mate. Three important names here. Darcy, Hill and Sturt. Who's in, who's out, you reckon?
I'm not 100% sure. I'm not sure if Sturdy will be getting up this week, but I'm not 100% sure. Sean Darcy, yep. I think, depending on how his knee's going, I think he'll have a test and hopefully he's all good. And same as Stephen, I think he's putting his hand up for selection as well. So, all three really important players to our team and we can't wait to get them all back.
Yeah, sad that Sam's out for 3 to 5 weeks. So at least you're being honest. We know that, and it's good to have the experience, Stephen Hill. I don't know what sort of relationship you've built with him, mate, as a young bloke. But he's an old bloke of your footy club. He's a brilliant player when he's up and about, and it'd be nice to see him back in the team.
Yeah, definitely. Since I've been here, I played a few games with him early on in my first year, and since then, he's been really unlucky. From a young player's perspective, you see. The way he goes about his rehabs and his training and, even the pinches that we see at training, he's still just as good as he was, even better. So it'll be really exciting to get him back in the team.
Adam, I'm expecting a debut. Caleb Sarong to come into the team. What can you tell us about him since he's been at the club?
Caleb's pretty sure he's one of our best performers in pre-season, in my belief. He came in really good, Nick. Even at training during the week, he... really gets his hand on the pill and real tough in an under sort of player. So I think a few have compared him to Lachie Neal. I think they've got similar body shapes. So hopefully he's just as good.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. If he's half as good, he'll be valuable. Good on you, mate. Take care. Get a kick on the weekend. Thanks for having a yak to us tonight.
No worries. Thanks for having me.